Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight, and it is a very fun job to have, being head of sales and marketing for this fantastic company, this amazing mission and movement. And thanks for being on the call tonight. Excited that we got 4-star crown Ian Farrar, as well as 2-star crown Tracy Fujikani, going to be sharing a little bit later in our training segment. But first, I wanted to make some announcements. Number one announcement, important one, is we're going to be extending hours on Thursday night to 10 p.m. Pacific for our call center. So we're expecting a huge, huge, huge month-end close. So whether you're trying to get to builder, consultant, or director, or executive, diamond, all the way on up to red diamond. I know we've got some people even pushing for crown and 2-star and 3-star crown. So we're going to have some major, major rank advancements here this month. And we want to do everything we can to give you every opportunity to get your orders and get your enrollments in before the end of the month. So you got up until midnight Central Time, which is 10 o'clock Pacific Time, to get your orders in online, and we will even be on the phones available if you need some help. So thanks to Velvet Brown, our head of customer service, and her team. And good news, too, with customer service, we've got 6 more people in training right now, expecting some more growth here in May. In fact, I'm going to give you a sneak preview. We've got a huge announcement on Thursday night and a mayhem promotion, unlike anything we've ever done. So we're not slowing down. We're putting our foot on the gas pedal and making sure that things crank right through the end of the month and right into May and right into convention. So speaking of convention, the Ignite convention price is $179 for tickets, and that price is good through Thursday night at 10 p.m. Pacific or midnight Central Time, so make sure that you get your convention tickets. We're going to be in Anaheim August 14th through the 16th. New products, new programs, new technology, a ton of great training from our top leaders. Even going to bring in a guest speaker. We got food, we got recognition, we've got bonding, we got fun, opportunities to meet the owner, spend some time, meet your upline team, and special announcements and also special savings opportunities as well, chances to demo some new products and things that you just can't get if you're not there. So for $179, it's just an amazing deal. We also have fantastic deals on rooms. Go to PuriumIgnite.com to get your room. And we're going to be announcing on Thursday that we're going to have discounted tickets to Disney, and we're also going to have daycare available as well. We really want to take full advantage of summertime. It's the 60th anniversary of Disneyland. There's going to be lots of things happening at the park. And so, bring your kids. They won't be able to sit in on the meetings, but we'll have a fully supervised, professional, outsourced daycare. So they're going to have, their own space and area. There's going to be all kinds of entertainment for the kids, and we'll have more information on that later this week. So if you're thinking about taking a family vacation, a tax-deductible vacation, I'm not an accountant, but this is a business, and if you're coming with your family for business, for sure this is tax-deductible start to finish, top to bottom. Take the kids to Disney, and we'll even watch them with daycare for part of the event if you need that. So lots of good things happening. One of the things that's fantastic is we're giving away a couple of convention tickets every single week. And the way that you get your convention ticket for free is, number one, you have purchased your convention ticket by the Friday of the week that we're looking at. So we're actually looking at last week all the way up through Friday at midnight. So if you purchased your convention ticket by Friday at midnight last week and you enrolled a PLC member, so every enrollment that you make puts your name in the hat one more time. If you enrolled 5 people, you got 5 opportunities to win. If you enrolled 1 person, you got 1 opportunity to win. And then the last piece is you have to be on this call because we make the announcement, and you have the opportunity to hit *6 and announce that you're on the call. And if you are, you win that free convention ticket. And so I've got 2 winners here pulled out of the hat. And the first person that I'd like to announce themselves, if they're on the line, all you need to do is hit *6, is Jimmy and Lisa Kirby from Texas. Congratulations, hit *6. You win free convention ticket if you announce yourself here in the next couple seconds. *6, Jimmy and Lisa Kirby. Going once, going twice, going three times. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to Tandy Remy from Nevada. Congratulations, Tandy. Star 6. Let us know you're out there. Tandy Remy, you worked hard. You enrolled a bunch of people last week. Your name got pulled out of the hat. Are you on the line? Oh, boy, everybody's got to be on the line if they want to win. So, Jimmy and Lisa, I don't hear from you. Tandy, I don't hear from you. And what we're going to do just to try to give away at least one ticket is announce a third person who would not have had her name called, but we haven't heard from the other two. I'm going to announce Tara Matthews from California, Natural Elements. Tara Matthews, are you on the line? Star 6 if you are. All right. I don't hear from Jimmy and Lisa. I don't hear from Tandy. I don't hear from Tara. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think people are going to learn that they need to be on these Tuesday night calls. Otherwise,
New York City.
New York City. Who's, is that David Sandoval? All righty. Well, anyway, you're going to learn to be on the calls. Hey, David. Well, we tried to give away a couple of convention tickets to Jimmy and Lisa and Tandy and Tara, and unfortunately we couldn't, but next week's another week, so we got a lot of good stuff going on. I know you've been traveling. If you want to share a little bit of what you've been doing in New York, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, yeah, it was awesome. When I arrived, I actually heard from a film crew that was filming a documentary. They heard Odds and Count. They sent Cameron over to my room, so the sleep I was intending to get before I went to New York, one didn't happen, but when I got to New York, one, it was great. We filmed several segments about just different foods and what makes them special, so like food is your pharmacy, and I think they liked it because they asked how soon could I get back to film some more segments.
Well, awesome. Food is your pharmacy. That's a great, great concept, so we'll have to borrow that one for sure. Well, thanks for sharing, and thanks for traveling. To do a red-eye flight out to New York, a red-eye flight back, it's amazing how hard you work, and I'm glad you're on some good nutrition to keep you powered up.
Well, yeah, great. Totally worth it for Purium, and thank you, David, and I just want to say hello and keep rocking it.
All right. Well, very, very cool. Well, thanks for being on the line. And so we've got one other thing about convention tickets, and then we'll turn into our training here. Like I said, we try to give away a couple of convention tickets every week. But we have a bigger convention ticket, bigger enrollment promotion going on right now. And that enrollment promotion, the top enroller is going to earn $3,000, the second enroller is going to earn $2,000, and the third enroller is going to earn $1,000. And again, it's based on having a convention ticket. It's based on how many people you enroll from the beginning of the contest, which I think started like end of March all the way up to August 7th. So the person who enrolls the most TLC members gets $3,000, person who's in second gets $2,000. Person who arrives at convention as third gets $1,000. And I'm not going to give the numbers and I'm not going to give the exact rankings, but I will tell you the top 10 people right now that are winning this contest, and there are actually a handful of people that have more enrollments but don't have their convention ticket yet. You've got to get your convention ticket in by the end of this month, otherwise all the enrollments from this month won't count. So make sure you got your convention tickets. But here are the top 10 enrollers so far in alphabetical order. Gloria Coppola, Tracy Desjardins, Jen and Phil Hoyle, Kim Shar Meredith Inc., Allison Poole, Lynette Ray, Sheridan Semple, Berkeley Smith, Kim Steinberger, and Amy Street. So those are the top 10, not in order of, it's just in alphabetical order. But those are the top 10 people right now on their way to $3,000, $2,000, or $1,000 potentially. And, like I say, there's a handful of other people that actually have more enrollments that would be on that list, but they don't have their convention ticket yet. We can't count them, and you need to get your convention ticket purchased by the end of the month. Otherwise, all the enrollments that you did this month of April are going to get wiped out. So lots of stuff happening, lots of excitement. Ignite is at the center of it, and August 14th through the 16th, like I say, we're going to have an amazing amount of stuff to roll out, and David Sandoval is working really hard on the product development side to introduce some really cool stuff. So you want to be there, and lot happening here as we're closing out the month, but what I want to do is you know, roll over into our training segment, and you know, our training segment tonight's a new one. It's a different one. We haven't done it before. And I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the left, you know, the kind of left brain, right brain, kind of the brains and heart, the science and the art of building a business. And, you know, all of our top leaders are great at both sides of it. But, you know, as you're starting out the business, you may have a tendency to be more analytical and more strategic and more systems oriented, or you might be more kind of emotional and fun and kind of driven by, you know, driven by your energy. And what we want to do is speak to both sides and to help you to understand some of the things that are important on both sides of your business. And so what I wanted to do first was bring on Tracy Fujikani and have her talk a little bit about, you know, closing out the month, certainly, but talking about the number side, you know, about taste and goals and rank advancements and a focus on, you know, building your business looking at the numbers. And so let's start with the brain side talk with one of our top leaders out of Hawaii, Tracy Fujikani. So, Tracy, you're on the line.
I'm here, David. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, well, I know that every month you plan, and every week you plan, and every day you plan, and you're constantly looking at your numbers and setting the pace and focusing on a goal. So talk to us about, you know, that side of how you do the business and how you teach and train people to look at the numbers and make sure that they're closing out the month strong.
Well, it's a really interesting question because it's definitely different for people who are newer to our business versus someone who's seasoned. And you're right, I'm always planning. And being that we're in the last few days of the calendar month, what I try to teach people is that we're actually starting next month already. And we start to have a mindset of knowing that in the calendar month, the last week of the previous month is actually the beginning of the next month, just because of the way that shipping works. And it takes 10 days to have a great transformation all the way. And so we know that the work that we've already been doing is actually setting us up for next month. So that's part of the mindset and part of the planning is really looking at almost every hour at this point in the month of really seeing where people are at to help them reach those ranks and those achievements. And it is about really getting into action because action leads to achievement. You can't have achievement without the action part. And so being able to look at the back office and having this Dreams platform that really directs our attention and having some key components that we can use when we're in the back office. And so some of my favorite little components in that back office is being able to sort, to filter, and then to go to somebody's tree. And when we're talking to our newest people who are ready to hit consultant, sometimes one of my tips is not to be so literal when we talk to them because not everybody is ready to, quote, unquote, do our business. And yet we can help them in sharing their gift cards and in helping them get that bonus to when they do reach that rank of consultant without them even knowing what, quote, unquote, consultant really means to them. And so it's a great time of month to be able to reach out to these people who have joined our business since, say, April 1st in this case. And so what I like to be able to do is go in and filter by the start date for April 1 and then looking at the rank, the PAYDAS rank ID of 103 and above, which gives us builders and above. These are people who are already doing something in this month that we can help them to identify by asking them questions about their transformation. Hey, tell me about your transformation. So has anyone been noticing? Who's been asking you about that? And we can encourage them and show them, well, you could post to me about your transformation and let me know how you did, and we're helping them to go public. We can let them know that when people mention how great they look, they can ask them, have you ever heard of the 10-day transformation? And then we can let them know that we can lead them to some tools. Oh, you can add them to the Facebook group. You can send them this video, and then just let me know if I can answer any questions for them. And so we can teach them our fast start game plan without using business terms like consultants and you're going to get a bonus, but reaching out to them and simply saying, hey, did you know that you're really close to being able to get some money back to help you get your products paid for? Let me help you with that. And so I love this time of month with those newest, most excited people. But, of course, what's so exciting, I call this the K-drama moment because I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to see when that next achievement is going to come for somebody. Like you mentioned, we have so many people who are ready to roll over into that next rank, that next green diamond rank. We have some green diamonds coming out of one of my teams right now. And so it's really keeping really good track of those numbers as they're happening, sorting by most recent order to see who's coming in at what level and where those orders are coming from. And it's a great way to keep track of people who are coming into our business as well.
Well, a couple things that you said that I just want to emphasize, Tracy, is number one, I love the idea of working on the leading edge of your business, you know, focusing on new people coming in, focusing on builders, you know, consultants. That's the way that you build diamonds and green diamonds and crowns is to energize and activate those newest people and the people at the leading edge of your business. And so instead of just looking at the numbers, instead of just managing, you're leading. And I also love what you said about, you know, telling them what to do. You know, asking them questions about their transformation and then plugging them into the system. You know, asking them questions about how they're sharing and plugging them into the Facebook page. You know, so you're engaging them, and that's where, you know, you start to get that combination of the brains and the heart. You know, that's where you're using your numbers to identify people who are working, but then connecting with them on a heart-based relationship side of things. So, you know, since we've kind of bled over into that side a little bit, anything else you want to say about, you know, that relationship building and reaching out and creating, you know, creating that connection to then create more activity and bigger numbers? So it kind of comes full circle.
It definitely does come full circle, David. And being more interested in them than being interested in moving our business forward is one of the key components when we're connecting with people. A lot of times these people we're connecting with that are on our leading edge of our business are not necessarily people we directly enrolled. And so establishing a relationship with these people and finding out truly what happened in their transformation and then helping them to appreciate and to dig down into their stories, because one of the key foundations on that heart side is belief. And really, it's more than belief, it's having conviction. And so helping them to see the story that they truly have and helping them to got it. I call it a got it. It's not, do you get it? I can get it, but do you got it? Do you got it how it's changed your life, how it's helped you, how you're not in daily pain, and what does that mean for you? So sometimes it just takes some extra time to walk them through really appreciating and having gratitude for what they've experienced and then how they can translate that to pay it forward and help others experience something like what they did. So it does come full circle, and it does start with that relationship, and it does come down to belief and conviction.
Well, that's great stuff. You know, you said something that I've heard said a little bit of a different way, but it's almost the exact same, which I think is really important, is it's better to be interested than to be interesting. So you're calling people to find out how you can help them, how you can support them, and what it is about them that makes them special. And I love how you're validating your people and you're retelling their story for them and helping them to communicate it, because that's such an important piece. You know, if there's one thing that I find over and over again is that, you know, it's through that belief and passion, like you said, Tracy, that people are able to communicate more clearly. And because your belief level as a two-star crown is through the roof, you know, you're able to help people brand new, you know, communicate at that two-star crown level, even though they're just a builder or just a consultant. And so it's great that you're reaching down that deep into your business to help people and help them move forward. So thanks for sharing, you know, the number side of the business as well as the heart side of the business. That was a really, really great training. So thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'd like to bring on Ian now. Ian Farrar is a four-star crown and one of the founding field members for Perium. And, he's out of Connecticut. And, Ian, you on the line?
Yes, I am, David.
Well, good, good, good. Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, Tracy talked about kind of the brains and number side into the heart side. Let's pick up where she left off, starting with the heart side. I know that's a big part of how you operate. And, you know, one of the things that I always admire about you, having, you know, driven with you on events and been with you and seeing how you live your lifestyle, why don't you talk a little bit about the importance of the product and the lifestyle as a core component of building beliefs and having that true deep heart kind of mission side of things. Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, your commitment to the product and how you develop commitment to the product and the lifestyle with other people?
Okay, great. Yeah, I really appreciate being on the call tonight. You know, it's really important that everyone realize that this has been a lifestyle for me for a long time, and Purium was the best gift that came to me now about 11 years ago. But it really factors into my daily lifestyle, okay? Purium is a lifestyle, okay? The 10-day transformation is a launch pad for that lifestyle. And as an athlete, especially at the level that I'm competing in racing now, and people can't believe that I'm still, you know, getting great results, because I really take care of myself, okay? My health is not recreational. Okay, most people in this country, health is recreational. They get overweight. They get ill. Bottom line is that if you invest in yourself, your body's going to reciprocate. So really embracing the Purium mission, that Purium is a lifestyle. Okay, I've just said that. And building the products into your life will give you vibrant health. So it's really important to be an inspiration for people of what their potential is, okay? Being a walking billboard, you know, as we say, is really important. We know the transformation works. We see people's, you know, physical body change, their mental, their spiritual. We see a lot of things within the transformation. The transformation is not just about weight loss. Weight loss is a byproduct of one breaking their addiction to what they shouldn't be eating. So when it comes to, you know, promoting the lifestyle, I happen to believe that I'm the image of health in terms of, you know, someone that really wants to aspire to being the best that they can be. And as an athlete who's 46, going to be 47, this past weekend I raced with guys half my age, and I was just outside the top 10 in a pro race. And people are like, whoa, what are you doing? I mean, I got the, you know, the Purium magnets on my doors of my car, and people are coming over, you know, I want to learn about the product. So just being a living example of what can be, there's no question mark here. If you apply yourself to what we have, you're going to see an incredible return on investment.
Well, you know, I love that idea of being a walking billboard in every sense, you know. So as far as the lifestyle that you live, what you eat, what you consume, racing and committing, you know, to health and wellness with your body, to having a Purium jersey when you race and a green bike and car magnets and, you know, all those things, you know, they all add up to a brand. And I think that people, you know, look at your brand and, you know, they say that people, you know, make an impression, you know, within seconds. And so I think it's really important that you know, that when you hear Ian's example, you know, it's a great example. No matter where you are in your health today, by just taking one step forward and being on the path toward being healthier, you're being on the path toward being more successful. So one of the things that I love that you do, Ian, and Tracy alluded to a little bit on the idea of support, is making sure that people get started right and that people on the leading edge of the business have success. Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, the support packages that you send out and some of the things that you do that kind of merge that community, culture, heart base with real numbers, real business, and things that help to move your business forward.
Well, great. Yeah, this is a part of the business that I really enjoy. I mean, if I see a lot of activity in my group, I reach out to my organization and I say, listen, I really want to send a welcome package. And my welcome package always includes a Prosper magazine, a cover letter, you know, various materials about, you know, the company that our starter kit doesn't send, you know, and it really, really, you know, makes a great impression of like, wow, there's some serious support here. It's been my experience that when you support your organization, and you're really there, big things happen. I mean, there are a lot of people that can't believe, you know, how engaging I am. It doesn't make a difference, you know, how high up you are in a company. When you're reaching down and touching someone that just got started, you know, and they've read about you, they've seen your picture in the magazine, it makes an impression. There's a lot of people in this business that are orphaned, okay? They really didn't get any attention from anybody, and they just built their business. So I really enjoy really supporting, you know, my team by mailing out between 10, 15, 20 Prosper magazines a week. Okay, I got priority mail going out on a regular basis with these materials, and when they get them, they pretty much feel like, wow, I'm really being supported here. I give them, you know, diagrams of what you need to, you know, move through the ranks. And it's been great. It's really great. I think it's an incredible return on investment by investing in people.
Well, I love that idea of getting the Prosper magazines out to your new people, getting Prosper magazines out to prospects on behalf of some of your key people, investing in your business, investing in your people. We've used the word people a lot, and this is a people business. One last thing to wrap up here for you is, tell me about this idea of people joining people and why you see that as something that's important, you know, because, you know, everybody is plugged into the Purium culture and the Purium business, but ultimately they're also plugged into their team and ultimately plugged into their upline and their enroller. Anything that strikes a nerve there as far as, again, that combination of heart and brains and how you see, people joining your team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it really well. I mean, people join people as much as they join a business. The bottom line is that people don't join business, they join a leader. Okay, and if you really have, you know, if you come to a conversation with integrity, you're honest, and you make it fun, they're going to want to come on board with you. I mean, we have amazing, you know, products, compensation plans, gift cards, but people do join people. There are people that look for a leader in this industry. Okay, I believe it's an only factor. So if you set an example of all the traits that a leader has, they're going to come on board with you. There are people that, you know, have all work with the same opportunity. Well, I should say not there are people. We all work with the same opportunity. But there is a uniqueness that we all have. And if you pretty much stand out, okay, people are going to join you because of what you bring to the table and how you could help them and nurture them, mentor them through the program.
Well, I think that's really, really well said. Is, you know, it's great that everybody has the same products, the same compensation plan, but the special sauce is yourself. And so the more that you develop yourself, and I know you spend a lot of time and a lot of energy reading books, listening to audios, developing yourself to become a better leader and to be coachable even at the high level that you're at, it's amazing to watch you grow, and it's amazing to watch your business grow. And so thanks, Ian, for sharing here tonight.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, Tracy, any last words that you want to share, a couple of bullet points to kind of wrap up your thoughts for the training tonight?
I would love to just give a few points, David, and there's three things that we can all do to build a foundation of success for ourselves, and it takes action. And so those three things is to make an unyielding commitment to yourself, to your dreams, to your goals, to the mission, to build an unshakable belief to the point of conviction where there's no room for doubt, to cultivate an unstoppable positive attitude. And the seven areas of belief that we really need to have at the point of conviction where there's no room for doubt, which would be to know that we are part of the best industry in the world, network marketing, that we are partnered with the most awesome company there is, which is Purium, that we have amazing owners in Dave and Amy, that we have superior products, that we have an amazing team, both up team and the team we bring, and we hold everybody as capable, that we have an amazing system, the Fast Start Game Plan, and we have great tools to leverage, and then to build that belief in ourselves. And when we can get to all seven of those and we maintain those seven areas, we will become unstoppable.
Well, awesome. Well, I feel unyielding, unshakable, and unstoppable after that training tonight. And, exciting stuff, serious stuff, big ideas and great training from both Tracy and Ian. And so hopefully you got a couple of ideas that you can use tonight, that you can take this momentum, this excitement, this energy that you're feeling in our company and our team and our systems and our tools, and go out and just say hello to some people, text message some people, call some people, email some people, post on Facebook, let them know that we've got something special and that you want to help them to get healthy, that you want to help them to lose weight, that you want to help them in whatever way they need to be helped. So I hope that you do that tonight. I hope that you round out your month and get to the rank that you deserve to be at, and use those numbers as Tracy does, and use that back office to find those people that are out there working. And as she said, using the end of this month to roll into next month. So even if you can't make it to the next rank, don't give up. Keep creating the momentum. The more people you bring in today, the faster they're going to get their transformations, the faster that they're going to get the results, the faster that they're going to get the belief, and the easier it'll be for you to advance next month. So that's one of the things I see as a big mistake, is people take their foot off the gas pedal. You know, just keep moving and keep driving through to convention, and make sure you get your convention tickets if you haven't already. And I do want to say that I set up this call in a mode where people couldn't hit star six. So poor Lisa Kirby and Jimmy Kirby, they were trying to text in, and poor Tandy Remy, she was on the phone as well. So we do have two winners for this week. I'm feeling great about that. So congratulations to the Kirbys. Congratulations to Tandy. And that's my mistake and my fault. And so I'm glad that people are listening into this call. I'm glad that they've got their convention tickets. I'm glad that they're enrolling new PLC members. And I can tell you that next month we're going to have a huge, huge focus on this idea of PLC membership. So be listening, be looking for a call on Thursday night. We're not going to do a business opportunity call. We're going to do a special announcement call on Thursday night. So be looking for information on that. So thanks again, Ian. Thanks again, Tracy. And Dave, thanks for jumping on the call as well. Safe travels back to California from New York. And we will talk to you tomorrow night, David Sandoval, training call. So don't miss that as well. Meet the owners. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.